Audio Gravity, 20th of August 2009. The first link today is a really slick, simple, Twitter-integrated desktop recording app, screencast app, that you can run in a web page, a website called Screener. So it's screenr.com. A web-based recorder, nothing to download, record on your Mac or PC. And once you've done all the recording, you can actually pause it as well as you're recording. If you're going to cough or you want to change something, you can just literally pause. At the moment, it seems that you can only do 5-minute recordings, but I think that's pretty much that's quite a lot of time to get across the screencast. And if you think you're going to run over it, obviously you can pause and have a look at your notes and maybe condense it down a little bit. But I like it. I like it a lot. I like the fact that it also plays on an iPhone natively, which is great. It means it's saving it in a format that the iPhone can use. Next link today is over on Jumpsoft, jumpsoft.com.money. They've got a version 3 out of their software, which is a money tracking software. It's $39, and you can basically set a budget monitor next to your budget. And you can track all of your, you know, credit cards, your investments, any cash coming in, any loans, all that sort of stuff. And it just looks really, really nice. Just looking at it, as far as if you're somebody who has a portfolio of, you know, stuff in the stock market, which isn't great that at the moment. But the design of the way that the bar graphs are done, it looks very, very smart. And I like anything with a really good website. I don't know if it's me, but you can tell a hell of a lot about a product based on how professional looking their website is. It means they've spent quite a lot of time working on their app because they understand the benefit of having the presentation good. So yeah, $39 for the Money3 app on the desktop, but you can also get the Money3 for the iPhone, and that looks really smart. They've got these really nice graphs on there, and I'm not sure about if you can import from UK bank accounts. One thing I'd like to see, I know you can download CSV reports from banks, so there's no reason why you shouldn't be able to do it. Next link today is over on friedbeef.com, one of my favorite things, fried beef. It's got to be up there with Mexican, Chinese, Italian. Oh, that's one. Who am I trying to kid? Every food I like is pretty much everything out there. There's only a few things that I don't like. Solving everyday's problems with simple technology. I like that idea. Guy's got over 5,000 people subscribed on Feedburner. It's got a load of sites. You know, 10 great sites, 7 free, 5 easy, 6 effective. So he understands, you know, the SEO of having these blog posts with lots of different things, lots of different sites, but a number of them. They seem to do really, really well. I did one for 33 or 42, something like that, iPhone applications for web streaming on Ammo Box Project. And that got a ton of traffic, loads of traffic. It seems to me that people looking around for blog posts, they tend to focus on the ones that have got more than one thing on them. So if it's got like 10 great sites or 6 effective ways or 5 easy ways, people tend to click on it because, you know, they want to see it from different angles. Next link today is over on adambreckler.com. He shows us how to use Facebook Connect on WordPress. It's quite detailed. There is 8 steps on how to do it. You basically have to go into your templates and hack around a little bit. It doesn't look too difficult. And there is a Facebook Connect plugin that you have to get and download that first, which is WP-FB Connect plugin. Next link is over on Expansys, the Tech 21 IBANs case. These are £20. And what's very cool about these new IBANs, you might have seen it on the Dragon Den, but it's this band that actually goes around your phone is made of this new protective material called D3O. Which transforms from a gel-like substance to a shock-absorbent casing on impact. So as it hits something, it basically, all the molecules get together inside, and as soon as it's dropped, as soon as it's got any impact on it, the shock of all those molecules lock together and it spreads and absorbs the force of it, which is really, really clever. I'm not actually sure what else this is used in, but this D3O material, I'm sure it's going to be everywhere in the next 6 months. And finally today, if you've got a movable type blog, this is very useful. I've been trying for months, pulling my hair out, trying to get movable type videos from, well, videos from YouTube and Blip and various other places to go and embed inside movable type blog posts. And it just wouldn't work no matter what I did. Put it in textile mode, put it in rich text, just nothing. This is a plugin from Emilio Bruni, who released it on the 1st of October. And you can use YouTube, Google Video, Vimeo, MySpace, Blip TV. And it's just literally some simple tags and you put in the code of the video and it posts perfectly. I did it the other day on Medium blog and it just, you know, just worked. That's it for today. I'll speak to you tomorrow. Cheers. Bye.